Late last week, officials with John Brown University in Siloam Springs announced the college would be starting a new nursing program. But as Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis reports, much remains to be done before the program can begin training future nurses.
At its meeting last week, the Arkansas State Board of Nursing granted preliminary approval for John Brown University to begin a nursing program. Dr. Chip Pollard, president of the Siloam Springs College, says that one of the reasons for starting the nursing program at the college is to help address a shortage of highly trained nurses in Arkansas.
There's a critical need for BSN-trained nurses in the state of Arkansas. The goal, I think, is to have 40% of the nurses in the profession at BSN trained, and I think we're at 15 or 20% in the state. And so we want to be able to help the state be able to train more BSN.
He also says that the nursing program will help meet demands by new students to the university.
The program that's asked about by our prospective students more than anything else that we don't have. And it also fits very neatly within our mission, head, heart, and hand. We always have had a strong liberal arts program, but also professional programs, things like engineering, construction management. So nursing seems like a very natural fit as a new program in that combination of liberal arts and professional programs.
Dr. Pollard was on his way from the meeting in Little Rock with the State Nursing Board when I spoke with him. During that meeting, the board gave JBU preliminary approval for its nursing program, the first of three steps in beginning the program. Dr. Brian Gruhl, chair of the college's Natural and Health Sciences Department, says that the preliminary step is usually the more difficult of the three approvals to achieve.
As I understand it, it's been a long time since a school that didn't have any kind of nursing program in the state received approval to start a program. It's usually new programs are being started by schools that have existing programs. And so this was quite a milestone for us and you know, a long time since this has happened with the State Nursing Board.
The preliminary approval allows JBU to begin recruiting students to enroll in pre-nursing courses for the 2014 academic year. Courses in the two-year pre-nursing program will include basic science classes and core curriculum to prepare prospective nursing students for the two-year nursing program that follows. Dr. Gruhl says that before the nursing program itself can begin, initial approval will need to be granted by the State Board of Nursing. He also says that the college will need to hire a director of nursing, nursing instructors, and construct a building to house the nursing program itself. That building will include classrooms, computer lab, a teaching lab for classes like anatomy and physiology, and a simulation lab to provide an interactive nursing experience for students.
Students will work with simulators, which are actually these dummies that are actually fairly sophisticated electronic components that have a pulse and that you can treat just like a patient. It provides an experience that is very much like working with a real live patient. And so a lot of students can learn various procedures in different types of scenarios that they could use, you know, with real live patients when they have the opportunity.
Dr. Gruhl has been involved in the development of the nursing program for the past 2 years, a process which involved a feasibility study, contacts with other nursing programs in the area, and discussions with JBU alumni. He says that the nursing program will likely do more than just attract new students to the college.
When we surveyed the alumni, there were a number of alumni that mentioned that they came here and then some of them left before graduating from JBU because we didn't have a nursing program and they ended up getting their nursing degree somewhere else. But we still consider them alumni. Others knew of students that left because there wasn't a nursing program. And we certainly every year lose students right now because we don't have a nursing program.
And there are nursing programs at other Northwest Arkansas colleges. Northwest Arkansas Community College offers an associate degree in nursing, and the University of Arkansas campuses in Fayetteville and Fort Smith offer their own baccalaureate degree programs for registered nurses. But President Dr. Chip Pollard says that one characteristic will separate the program at John Brown University from the rest.
We're going to be partnering with the other programs in order to make sure that all works for everybody involved. But JBU is a precedent education. We have faith-based education, and that is attractive to certain population of students. And I think that'll be a difference in our program that's different from the two public universities.
And Dr. Gruhl tends to agree with that notion.
That's a very integral part of our institutional mission, is our faith-based emphasis. And so that's really the niche that we're filling here. I mean, the students that we're going to attract are not likely to be ones that will also apply to those schools. They're going to be applying to schools that are part of the same Council of Christian Colleges and Universities that JBU is a part of.
In addition, he says that with smaller class sizes, students of JBU's nursing program will receive more personalized one-on-one interactions with instructors. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.